drink some more. I want to get drunk off my ass.
Hi, this is Cruella.
Hey, this is Nicky Romero.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is Cash Cash.
Hey, guys, this is Tritonal.
Hi, I'm Sonnery James.
And I'm Ryan Michano.
Ready? One, two, three.
Hey, this is Ben Benassi, and this is
the Beats and Booze Podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Beats and Booze Podcast. I'm DJ Spirito, joined as always by DJ Jeramos.
Hello, hello.
And Flips.
Yes.
So later on the show, we have the Nervo Twins coming in for the second time.
Yes.
And so we're super excited about that. But before that, we have Lodato coming in. And you went to the Overdrive Productions holiday party, right?
Yeah, it was out in Queens. It was a little deep, but it was still fun, though.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
A little bit of a hike, but worth it.
Definitely worth it. Yeah. 100% worth it.
I couldn't make that one, but anything interesting happen?
They had
a couple of little people.
Little people running around dressed as elves.
Elves, yeah.
Oh, God, they were working the party.
Yeah.
Okay, they were able to like pick them up. Raph and Bartel actually picked them one up and
really?
Took a photo with them. Yeah. Actually, we took a group shot.
Yeah, they were all about it. The Zells.
Radio, well, I mean, I guess that's what they're, you know.
At Radio Flips, if you want to check out the photos.
Don't miss that one. No, yeah, they were awesome. They're just running around having a good time, and the food was out of this world.
You know, I think that was his big pitch when he was telling me about it. What are we talking about?
Okay, it was like, it was a lot of stuff. It was like,
it was penne, rice balls, and
yeah.
The rice balls were really good, though.
Yeah, some fettuccine thing. What was it?
Some penne vodka.
Yeah.
The fettuccine, it was something.
Gnocchi.
All classics.
Gnocchi,
say it again.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
God, there was so much.
Oh, at the end, but when everybody was done eating and everything, it was like sliders and
pizza.
Ooh, blanket.
And like
pizza.
Gourmet pizza.
But this was like half hour before everybody was about to leave.
Yeah, no, but yeah, we was like never stop eating. It was awesome.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just keep it coming.
There was cake, there was cookies, there
was like
eclairs.
It was like Christmas at our house.
Right. Yeah. So it was like basically just like an Italian wedding.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, exactly what it was.
Shit, I'm kind of pissed off I missed that.
Yeah. And I mean, as per usual, it was just us getting drunk and standing around talking to each other.
Yeah,
basically.
It was a good time. Scribble was there, DJ Scribble.
Okay. That was kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, it was obviously.
Apparently. Somebody told him it was like a Christmas
sweater party,
whatever.
And he wore like a hideous sweater.
Yeah, but he was the only one though. Nobody else did. all of us were very underdressed for the party too.
Oh man! Oh, it was a fancy like.
Yeah, people. It was some people in suits and stuff.
Yeah. Oh wow. That's a little bit different than like the last couple of them.
But it was
rolled
cool
up in our joggers.
Yeah, but this one, it was dope. The food was awesome, and the drinks kept flowing. That's all. Really
shit. All right, shout out to Overdrive Productions.
Yeah, no, great party. But speaking of Lodato, he's actually gonna be joining us here after we play this track. And fun little fact, he's actually gonna be on a show on TLC with his brother-in-law DJ Scribble called Project Dad. Looks pretty funny, but we're actually getting to his track Older, and then after this, he'll be joining us here in the studio.
I swear I can't grow up. I still feel the need to smoke up. No bread, eating cold cuts. It's the evening, and I just woke up. Friends starting families, and I'm not even sure what I plan to be. Yet I'm always in a hurry, going nowhere fast. Living in the moment, trying to make it last. When I look up to the stars, I know that I'll be fine. I'm rich even when I'm broke. Yeah, I know. I probably never grow up. Even when times get tough, I try to find a way to have fun. I always find a way to have fun. I'm young. We'll never get older, never get older. Being young's a state of mind. We'll never get older, never get older. Cause we're young at heart. We'll never get older, never get older. Yeah, we're young till it's time to go. We'll never get older. Stocks. 50 years old, I'm a rock hot tops. And I picture my son yelling, that's my pops. Pick your fence around an apple tree. Now that's my definition of insanity. Cause I love it in the city where it's moving fast. But if you don't keep up with it, it'll kick your ass. So every night I talk to God. Don't worry, I'll be fine. I know you think my life's a joke. Yeah, I know. So what, I never grow up. And even when time
times get rough. I try to find a way to have fun. Fuck it, I always find a way to have fun. I'm young. We'll never get older, never get older. Be young is a state of mind. We'll never get older, never get older. Cause we're young at heart. We'll never get older, never get older. They were young tons of time ago. We'll never get older, never get older.
So we got Ladato here in the studio. Dude, what's up? Welcome.
How you doing?
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
So we hear you have a pretty funny story about how Scribbles met your sister.
Oh, yeah. I was just telling Hollywood. All right. So basically, I was 7 years old.
Right.
He met my sister in a bar.
Didn't really like that.
I mean, younger, older brother, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's it.
So then they broke up. I was like 13, and he promised me at 7 that he was going to get me some turntables. So I guess a good maneuver in the playbook would be, let me get the brother the turntables,
right,
and maybe I'll get back with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's good. That, and then they now are married for like 20 years.
So you were just a chess piece.
Yeah, oh, I was a major relationship chess piece. Major.
Wow.
Major.
I gotta say, you kind of hit the brother-in-law jackpot, though.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I think so.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think I played my chessboard correctly after a while. Yeah. You know,
you made some good moves, too.
Yes, exactly.
It was an even game.
I mean, it's crazy, because Scribble is such a huge figure for all of us growing up as a DJ. Yeah, I mean, and now for you to kind of be, you know, his next in line, his apprentice, if you will, you know, he graced you with that. That's gotta be pretty amazing for you. What's one of, like, the biggest lessons you learn from him?
Don't fuck up.
That's a great life lesson.
Oh, no, you can curse. Don't worry.
You say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
But that was basically it. And represent correctly and, you know, don't forget the past.
Yeah.
And that's it. So you could, you know, pave the way for the future. So
what's your story? What are you working on now?
Right now, I just came out with a new single called Older.
Nice.
With Joseph Devine.
Right.
On Overdrive Productions. And we're pushing the hell out of that.
Right. I saw the video. It's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Where'd you guys film that?
My house.
I feel like the swords were a questionable decision.
Yes, that was a little risky, considering that we had, I guess you could say, alcoholic fruit punch.
Yeah.
So it that kind of was like, you know,
juice involved, and everybody was definitely having fun.
And I was trying to keep it good and clean, but then, you know, my manager Jared brings over a sword. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
You know, and he was like, we're old, so
yeah,
we could
sure,
do whatever
why
we want.
Not?
Mom's
yeah.
not going to yell.
Exactly.
Like, all right.
Yeah, no one's going to yell until someone's finger gets chopped off, and then the whole video shoot ends up in the hospital.
Exactly, exactly. Well, when we brought in the half pipe, it was that was dangerous, too.
I looked it, but I feel like the swords were more. Like, half pipe, you eat shit, you hit your face, maybe, like, you'll be all right.
And
like,
then we had some people that couldn't swim. It was a whole anxiety.
Oh, my God.
Anxiety all around.
As somebody who hasn't seen this video,
yes,
I am so fucking confused how this works. There's swords, there's a pool, there's a half
pipe. It's a whole lot.
It's at your house. I don't know what is happening.
Completely
I just want to watch this.
A bunch of shit went down.
Yeah.
It's a really cool track.
Thank you.
So, I mean, what how did you like come up with this whole Older vibe?
Basically, it was just me and my bud, Joseph Devine, hanging out, and we were just like, yo, I'm sick of hearing songs that just use the word young.
Yeah. Right,
we're all getting a little bit older.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
let's face it. You know?
Yeah, like, you know, we don't have to be old, but, you know, it's basically, I like that word. So we were like, all right, let's roll with it and see what we come up with.
Uh-huh.
You know, now we're getting major support from everybody. Thanks to everybody playing it out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's where we're at. And now we're just working on the next singles.
Dude, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
I know you wanted to plug that show coming out on TLC, right?
Yeah, we have a new show coming out January 5th, I believe, is the release date on TLC. It's called Project Dad. And you could see us actually working in the studio making the remix for Older.
Oh, wow.
That's
while
cool.
We're watching the kids, so it's pretty, pretty interesting.
Were you actually watching the kids during that,
well,
though?
Well, on a surveillance camera. So is that like God's watching them, or is it like us watching them? I don't know.
Lock the door, so the little man get out, you're fine.
I like that. That's cool.
So where can everybody find you on your socials?
Everything is at DJ Lodato, L-O-D-A-T-O. Again,
perfect.
DJ Lodato.
Awesome, dude. Well, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you guys for having me.
We'll keep an eye out for everything.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're listening to the Beats and Booze podcast.
Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't mind people grinning in your face. You know your mother would talk about you, sisters and your brothers too. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't mind people grinning in your face. You know your mother will talk about you, sisters and your brothers too. Don't you mind people grinning in your face?
Jack Novak.
Hey, this is Chucky, and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Beats and Booze.
All right, that was Nervo with People Grin featuring the Child of Love. They're going to be joining us after this, and shout out to Lodato for joining us right before that. But yeah, I mean, the new year's almost here. It's only appropriate that we do a little topic about the new year.
Yeah, you know, it's that time. Everybody does their recap and then reviews their year, you know.
Yeah.
So any special...
Yeah, I think I've traveled more this year than I've ever done in my whole life.
Yeah, yeah.
I
would say so.
Went to Vegas a couple of times. I mean, that was the Miami trip, which is, you know, every year, but yeah. Amsterdam.
Yep.
Amsterdam this
LA.
Year, yeah.
LA. Well, yeah, I guess technically it's the same trip as I
Vegas. But it's still a different city.
I kind of lump it in, but yeah, you're right.
Not Philly, which is typical, not a big deal.
Yeah, not at all.
But no, I mean, it's definitely been the most productive year, I'd probably say.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So,
definitely.
So it's been good. I keep seeing all these memes of people like like talking shit about 2016.
I feel like that's every year. Though.
Yeah, probably.
You know, like I saw this thing on Facebook earlier today, and it was just it was like a video, and it was basically just a compilation of like every you know, like how infomercials.
Yeah.
Like there's always like that idiot like not knowing how to do a normal human function.
Yeah.
And it was like basically 2016 in review, and it was just like a 3 minute compilation of like every stupid infomercial screw up. And I feel like people say that every year, but it's like if you had that shitty of a year, maybe you should have been making some changes along the way.
I can't talk shit about this year because it was pretty fucking amazing.
It's probably the best year of my life when I really think about it.
I've had a really good year.
Yeah, it's been quite the journey, fellas.
I think most of it is because we started the podcast.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
It is.
Honestly.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, from us interviewing like all these people too, like, you know, what they say about it. You know, it's kind of just like the more you do, the more doors open, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, that's true.
So it's like the more effort and the more work you put out there, the more that comes back to you. It's like that putting it out into the universe. Like
could be some big things for us in 2017.
Let's hope.
Could be.
Just gotta keep grinding, right? You know, people grinding.
Any favorite memories anybody has?
Or just all of Amsterdam's.
Yeah, Amsterdam's a good
Flips
one.
Flips's asthma attack was one of my favorite parts. outside of the B&B.
Oh, I missed that. I passed out. Yeah.
Oh, also, you eating garlic bread out of my hand was one of the other highlights. You slept eight garlic bread out of my hand. Like a gerbil or something.
Trip to Miami was good, too, because of the W we had.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really fun. The Flip Cup.
Yeah. I have certain ones that I can't probably talk about on air.
There's
the shore.
The shore.
The shore with the summer summer.
Yeah, that's true. This was by far the best like down the shore summer I think I've had.
Yeah,
college.
A good couple of nights down the summer. Yeah. The shore than the summer.
That's for sure. I think it's
the birth of Dirty Dramos was
this year. Yeah, true. It was the birth of
the Beachcast.
Beachcast for a good time. Gosh, everything. We've had so much access to so much cool shit this year.
Yeah.
It's been crazy. But yeah, I don't know. Thanks to anybody who's listening to this whole thing and consistently listening.
Yeah, thanks, Mom. She's our most consistent listener.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, we're pretty much like a year ago to this point, we were planning on the first episode.
Yep.
So yeah, shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to our sponsor, Digital Music Pool, who's been with us from the start.
Shout out to Kavada Vodka, our other sponsor that's been our fuel for terrible decisions for a lot of nights.
Absolutely. And it's only appropriate that we have Nervo on the last episode of the year because this is their second time on the show and they were one of our first guests.
They were close to the beginning, like the first 10 episodes, I think they were.
Yeah, they were before we had like a Stepper and Pete
and
all
that
stuff.
Yeah, they came on real early before we even had a flag.
Yeah, before we had a lot.
Yeah,
before we had our shit together.
Pretty much. Yeah.
So, shout out to them. We're going to get some music from them and they're going to come up after the break.
Also, just a quick shout out to one of the spots we're at all of the time. Shout out to Tau Group and Lavo and Joanna, especially for always hooking it up when we go over there.
Yep,
I'm sure we'll be there plenty in 2017.
Well, we are the mayors.
self-proclaimed, unofficial, unvoted mayors of Lavo.
Seriously, thanks. They're awesome. They take such good care of us.
Yeah. So but let's get into some new music from the Nervo Twins. Here's Let It Go by Nervo and Nicky Romero here on the Beats and Booze podcast.
Now starts the time, starts the time, starts the time. Here we draw. It's too late if you're wondering, 'cause you never. starts the time, starts the time.
The girls are in the studio. Girls, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's so nice to see you again.
Yes.
You guys are like a bundle of energy, no matter like where you're coming from or jet lag. Oh, yeah.
Wow, we're feeling like it's that 4 o'clock lull.
Yeah.
So you've got us on a little bit of the low time.
Plus, we just ate pizza. So you always feel a bit sleepy after huge amounts of pizza.
It always does it to you.
Was it good, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was good, though. Look, I'm not going to lie.
Too many veggies, so it was a bit soggy.
We got vegetarian with pepperoni. And they just put too much on it. So the honestly,
it's a bit of an oxymoron.
Don't knock it until you've tried. Yeah, but I'm not getting veggie to be veggie. I'm just getting veggie because I like the combination of the veggie.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
And then the pepperoni, because who doesn't love pepperoni?
True. Yeah. Also true.
But they put too much on and it's was a bit soggy.
It's a lot.
You should
need
ask us.
A sturdier crust for that.
Yeah. We have our special pizza spot that we always go to.
Oh, yes. Do you please?
What is it? Donabella?
Donabella. It's right there down on Church.
Pizza is like a square. It's so good.
Yum.
It's the only place we order from.
Great.
It's the most amazing
in the whole city.
Well, next time, can we please have Donovan?
Yes.
I was going to say we should have ordered a pizza for them, but nobody wanted to listen.
No.
It's fine.
It's fine. We should just make a podcast about pizza right now.
We should, yeah. We could just talk about that for an hour at least.
Last time we had you guys here was, I think, the spring, I want to say, right?
So it was right after Miami.
Yeah. So you guys were gearing up for the season in Ibiza.
Right? Yes.
Did I say that properly?
Ibiza. There's so many tomatoes with that word.
I'm trying to sound cultured. I don't know if I pulled that one out.
You do. You sound very cultured.
Thank you.
Look at you.
I know. Wow. Look at that. So kind of tell us, how was your season this year? How did it go?
It was incredible. I think we played 18 gigs in Ibiza.
Oh, wow.
So it was a lot. I think by the end of the summer.
A little burnt out?
Dudes.
We look forward to that plane ride off the island.
Yeah.
So we've got to get off. Adios. We've got to leave this island before it kills us.
I can't believe you guys do like a whole summer of that. That's how I feel leaving Miami. And that's like for a week.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah. I'll stay there my whole life.
In Miami? Yeah, you'll 100%. Just stay forever.
Yeah. I'll stay there forever.
Well, Ibiza was definitely the best season for us.
Yeah.
You know, we had 6 Nervo Nation parties, which we've never had that many in one summer. We've always done, 4 was the max, wasn't it? And it's a lot of work. Yeah, but it's a lot of work because we procure the nights.
Right.
Yeah.
So what we did is we had very different evenings. We had like a UK night.
Mm-hmm. We had DJ Fresh. We had Charlie XCX.
Nice.
Awesome. Love
it. A-Track
for that night. And then we'd have like more of a, let's say EDM. So on that night we'd have
Danny Avila.
And Danny Avila.
And Nicky Romero. So it was really, it was a lot of fun to kind of procure the nights and put them together.
And bring our friends together.
Yeah.
We have so much fun. It really, It's something about our Nervo Nation parties. Oh, they're just more chilled. It's like, well, they're not chilled at all then. Well, they're not chilled right up until the event, but then on the night of the event, it's like, right, hats off, everybody, let's just get hammered.
Just get weird.
Yeah.
I saw like a lot of your snaps from those parties. It looks like you guys are having a blast.
Oh, we genuinely do.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, it is a good time where you actually get to hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
Because you're doing the party for 8 hours. So you're pretty much, and everyone's so cool in Ibiza. They get there early. They want to be there. Yeah. It's like you all eat together and hang together. Yeah. It really
is. That's
the
way to do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Too
like
much
that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Too much fun.
Do you have any standout like funny stories that happened this summer? Oh. You don't have to name names. You don't have to dime anybody out.
Just keep it anonymous.
Yeah. Legal ones.
This is okay. You could say whatever.
Yeah, it's a safe place.
It's a safe place.
Oh no, it's not. It's on the radio. What are you talking about?
Nobody listens. Well,
everyone out there, promise me they won't tell anyone.
Yes.
Oh, we had so much fun. That's all we have to say. Yeah. The fun police were not out. We're not killing it that night.
The good thing also about playing Ushuaia is you finish at midnight.
Right.
So then if you've got your Nervo Nation party, it's on a Monday. Yeah. Nobody's ever doing anything on a Tuesday, except we're all meant to be getting in the studio and getting back to normal life. But no
but
one ever does.
If you're on the island, you don't really do that.
Right? Yeah. So we'd always end up at Cocoon.
Yeah, DC-10 and then Cocoon. Because Monday night on the island is a really, really good night.
Great night.
Damn.
Yeah.
Good techno.
It's a whole other world over there.
I know.
Monday nights is like the pop-off night.
Yes, it is indeed.
I'm going to start planning my trip for June.
Yeah, we said this last time. We haven't gone yet.
It looks like I'm definitely going in June. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Along.
Guys, trust me. I mean, it's almost tragic. We're at Cocoon every single Monday. So, the door people know us, everything. It's like, when you come, don't worry. Come in with us and we'll sort you out.
Cool.
Perfect.
I'm sold.
Yeah, Let's go online right now.
Oh, done.
Already booked it.
Yeah.
Let's do an hour takeover in Cocoon.
Yes, totally.
A little remote, that's a good idea.
What else have you guys been? Where else have you been traveling this summer? I mean, we're seeing a lot of cool markets kind of popping up now this year. Like Asia is becoming huge.
China.
Yeah. So what has been sticking out to you guys that you've been traveling this past year?
We're about to go to Asia, so we didn't do Asia during the summer.
Yeah.
I mean, we did go to Japan once, but that was just a quick in and out. Mykonos is on fire, guys.
Yeah. All the beautiful people are at Mykonos.
Nice.
All the girls with their flowy dresses.
Or lack of dresses.
Yeah.
So wait, Mykonos, isn't Santorini usually known as like the party island?
No, Mykonos
is Mykonos.
Santorini is the kind of
honeymoon
island.
Okay.
But Mykonos, I don't know what it is. The weather's great. The food's insane.
Right.
And there are real clubs going, like popping up there. Yeah. And we played there, two or three times this summer?
Twice.
And they just have every DJ and his dog there. So you can go there. You can go there for a week and basically see the same DJs that you see in Ibiza.
Right.
Probably for half the price.
Wow.
So it's really good.
That's cool. Do you guys actually have time to like explore when you're over there?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, especially Mykonos because it's a real pain in the ass to get there.
The Greek islands are. It's a nightmare.
Because you can't go direct unless you have a private jet. And, you know, we don't.
Did you have to take the ferry or did you get like helicoptered in?
No, we got just a plane in. Plane. But you
normal old bus. Commercial.
Just a G4.
I know how it is.
No.
But when you get there, because you've gone to such an effort to get this island, you really do make an effort leave the villa or leave the hotel and go explore. And the food in Greece is just amazing.
I mean, they have this thing called saganaki, which is fried cheese.
Wow.
It's just fried cheese. It's literally cheese on a plate that's been fried.
It's so good. Sounds good.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You had me at cheese.
Yeah. That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
And sometimes they put lemon on it and
oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. The food over there is crazy. It's literally like out of the ocean on your plate.
Yeah, it is.
You guys should be like salesmen for these different islands. Cause, like,
tours
every time,
and boards.
Yeah, there's a new one every time now that we have to go to because of you guys. You sell so well. I love it. So we're going to get into your new track, Forever Nothing, with Savvy.
Yay!
So tell us about this, the collab. How did it all come about?
Wow.
We love Savvy. We've been playing in LA for quite some years. And
5 or 6 years, I'd say.
And we've always kind of hung out and gotten on. Mm. Gotten on behind the booth and away from the booth.
Mm.
And we've been saying for donkey years now that we would
work together.
That's a saying in Australia.
We're all like dumbfounded. What does that mean?
We're like getting on. I'm going to start
using that.
You're on an Urban Dictionary going, what's donkey years?
But nobody wanted to say anything because we don't want to be like not the cool people.
I don't think it's very cool to say that. It's something our parents say, so I don't think it is very cool.
No, it's not cool. Rewind.
Savvy's a good friend, and we've been talking about working together for ages, and this track we first started, I'd say, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And and we kind of forgot about it for a year, and then it would come back, and we'd be like, oh, now it sounds dated. We need to change it again.
Yes.
And this went on and on and on for 4 years, and right now we feel like it's a really good sound. It's working great in our sets.
Really, really great.
And the singer is banging. Go check her out. Her name's Lauren Bennett.
She's beyond hot.
She's so ridiculously hot.
And Savvy sorted all of that out.
Yeah,
he was like, oh my God, I've got this girl, Lauren Bennett. You've got to check her out. And we were like, yes, yes, yes.
Nice. Well, let's get into it. This is your track with Savvy and Lauren Bennett, Forever or Nothing on the Beats and Blues podcast.
Hey, this is Gareth Emery.
Hey, this is Modi, and follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Beats and Boots.
That was Nervo and Savvy with Forever or Nothing. So we're at that point in the show where we have a question from our previous guest for you guys. So the boys in Dub Vision wanted to know, when are they going to get that phone call for a collab?
I know, boys, it's going to happen.
It will happen, 100%. We're going to take a lot of January, February, and March just before WMC off. So I think they will get a call by...
Mid-Feb.
I was going to say the 13th of January.
Wow, you're very... Wow, Mim's eager. I mean, not that I'm not eager either. Love those boys. They did the most immense remix of a track of ours, Bulletproof.
Yeah, we were talking about that with them.
Yeah, and look, they're great guys. We need... It
will happen.
Nice. It will happen.
Two fun dudes to party with.
Too. Yeah, we ran into them in Amsterdam. We had a good time.
Amsterdamage.
Yeah. I wish we had that in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
You should have said... We should have had you guys on the show earlier.
Amsterdam damage event. That's
yeah.
what should have
yeah, been. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big time.
Body just took a beating.
I'm just curious, is there ever awkward moments when somebody's like, hey, we should really collab on something? You kind of have to curve them a little bit.
No, not at all.
No?
We love collabing.
Yeah.
Because collaborating is all about bringing different flavors together. Right. And it also means, let's face it, you get to do half the work.
Yeah. When you're doing it all yourself, it's
a lot of pressure.
And it's just basically me and I going, is it good enough? Is it good enough? Don't know. Is it good enough? Is it, don't know. Like, what do you think? I don't know. You know? Whereas if you have someone else to like throw ideas off and they're often really excited, a lot more excited than say we are about our own ideas, then it just kind of breeds this positivity and this energy that keeps it going and across the line.
Yeah. That's true, yeah. I never really thought about
it
that way.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good way to think about it.
I always think about collabs as like, you know, like you coming up with an idea and me being like, I'm not crazy about that, and then having to go back and fix it. But I guess it's like when you're just kind of mutually working on it, it's a lot different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I think so you want to touch on something that is really cool that they've been doing.
Yeah, so this past October was Breast Cancer Awareness.
Yes.
And you guys are very involved in that. I just wanted to hear a little bit about what you guys are doing.
Yes, that's why we're here in New York right now, actually. We have a gig tonight at Lavo.
Yep.
And all the money for the gig, part of our fee has gone to
Breast cancer.
Yeah, it's a charity that we started called Titties, Yeah.
Nice.
And
best gets out with that charity. Yeah. It's a good charity.
Yeah, but it means a lot to us because our mum was diagnosed with breast cancer. Was it 2 years or 3 years ago now?
It was 3 years ago now.
And it was pretty, pretty hardcore. She had like third degree cancer, which was pretty shocking.
Third stage.
And
she's okay now.
She's good. She's cancer free.
She's been through it all. Did the whole treatment, all the operations.
Yeah, the chemo, the radio, all that jazz. But when our family went through it, we were so pleasantly surprised by the charities and the support that's actually out there. Like when you go wig shopping, and these lovely ladies are helping you, and you're basically bawling with your mother trying to stay strong.
Yeah, yeah. But you know she's going to lose her hair in like a couple of weeks, and so everyone is. And these people are. It's all run on people who are donating their time, their energy and money to like help others through it. So
it's important.
Yeah, we're teaming up with Electric Family. Nice. So the band that we wear, our funds go to breast cancer, of course. And then also Lavo for the club themselves do it every October and they're doing it on our night tonight. They're teaming up, they have something called Drink Pink. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what it is, but I know like some of the proceeds.
10% of all the rosé champagne bottles sold tonight are getting donated to cancer research.
But I think they've already raised over $100,000.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah,
they raised $115,000.
That's crazy.
And for Drink Pink when they did this a walk or something. But basically, so there's like 20 different people, charities, organizations coming together for the gig.
Very cool.
To raise money.
That's awesome. I mean, it's cool. You know, obviously, we all have a lot of fun doing what we do, but it's cool when you can give back and help people out.
It's definitely
good
to give back, you know?
Amazing. Well, guys, as always, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Aww. Yes. We love it here, guys.
We do.
We love having
good
you.
Good vibes. Yeah. It's great
vibes. Sad. Very sad to say goodbye. It's bittersweet.
Yeah, it's a little bittersweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Next time, let's have pizza in the
Yes. We'll bring our A game next time, I promise.
A little pizza party.
Hey, do you want to come to Lavo tonight?
Yes.
Sure.
Great.
We'll be there.
Fantastic.
For breast cancer research.
Yes.
Get those titties out.
Yes. Drink Pink. Titties. Yeah.
Amazing.
I feel like you should say that on the mic. Make sure you say it on the mic.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Titties, yeah!
Thank you guys so much.
I think you meant tonight, but yeah.
Yeah, you meant tonight.
Oh, I thought you meant now.
But it's fine. Either way,
that was amazing. So
that's a sound clip that I'll probably use forever.
Exactly,
so.
Yeah. That's the end of the show right there. That's the sound clip.
Plug where people can find you, where can they find more about your organizations, all that good stuff.
Great. So we are Nervo. You can find us on Instagram under Nervo Music. That's Nervo Music. Same on Twitter.
Same on Facebook. Snapchat is Nervo Nation, but since Instagram stories come out, we're not really on Snapchat.
I mean, do you guys really use Snapchat?
I don't like it as much anymore.
We're transitioning
slowly.
Once
the filters and everything come to Instagram, then I'll probably never use Snapchat.
But you know what? We are waiting for those filters.
Yeah.
They need to hurry up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We want some cute little dog ears and all that stuff as well.
You know, the basics.
Just the essentials.
Basically. The essentials.
That's good. Well, guys, thanks again. You can find me at DJ Dramo Spirito.
At DJ Spirito. Check my Snapchat and Instagram stories for behind the scenes stuff. Flips.
At Radio Flips on Instagram and Twitter, and you can follow us also at Beats and Booze.
Yep, and check us out on the iHeartRadio app as well as iTunes. Thanks, guys.
Woo-hoo! Thank you.
The Beats and Booze Podcast.